Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. If you're like me, you are living a good life, but you're striving for something more, something better, learning and growing, trying to improve and uplevel your life, your business, your health. From goals to habits, productivity to time management, and a whole lot of growth mindset in between. Look no further for positive solutions for your life than here to help you transform from the inside out so you can truly live the life you desire. We have lots of choices each day, from the time we get up, how we spend our time, what we choose to eat and wear, what roads we drive on, etc. Some choices are easy to make, yet others are very hard. Some we can make quickly, and others take more of our time. Have you ever wondered or thought about the different decisions you make each day and how you made them? How sometimes it's easier to stick with a decision you make, and other times it feels like you have to decide over and over and over again? I've been pondering the difference between making a decision and deciding for weeks. Why are there some choices that I have made that I don't have to make again? Like whether I smoke or not. I don't smoke. I never have, and I never will. Then there are some choices that I repeatedly have to make daily, like what to eat, that sometimes I can make some really good choices all day long, sometimes for days, weeks, even months at a time. And other times, I struggle to choose something healthy to eat all day or multiple days in a row. I'm not sure, but I think it has something to do with words decision and decide and how we define them and use them. Decision and decide often are used interchangeably, but there are some differences. So first, let's get clear on the definitions. What does decision mean? Decision is a choice or conclusion that you make about something after thinking about it or considering several possibilities. It's the ability to choose quickly and without pausing. It's a selection, an option. On the other hand, decide means clear, certain, obvious, definite, unquestionable. Decide means to determine or come to a conclusion, to cut off, to separate, to bring to a termination. So what's the difference? Decision is the action or process of choosing, selecting, or resolving something, whereas deciding places emphasis on the outcome or the impact of the decision. Are you still unclear about the difference? I am. So let me explain how I see them. I think of making a decision as a choice. Choices that we make on a regular basis or that we make every day. That comes from more of the head or how we feel at the time. A decision isn't always something that we're committed to doing. Sometimes it's something we think we should do, like lose weight or eat healthy or take out the trash, mow the yard or play with the kids. And sometimes we do it and sometimes we don't. It's a choice that we make. And sometimes I think of decision as something that we would like to see happen, like a wish or a dream that we have, but then when we get stressed or tired or overwhelmed or later in the day, the decision we made in the morning to make certain choices, such as eating healthy foods or doing certain things like exercise or going for a walk after work or supper, gets overridden or forgotten. And we go back to our old habits Or we make excuses or rationalize away our good intention. Like, I'm tired. It's been a stressful day. I need a pick-me-up. I'll do it later. It's cold outside. I see a decision as 98% commitment. I mean, we have good intentions, but we're not fully committed to following through with the decision all the time. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. And with all the choices we have to make, we might end up with decision fatigue, where we just don't want to make another decision the rest of the day. This is also when we resort back to those pre-programmed behaviors or old habits. And what about decide? Well, I don't think deciding is about really being disciplined or having the willpower or the motivation. I think it's more about holding yourself accountable for what you decided to do. It's like following through with your word to yourself and living with integrity. I think of decide as something that I've pondered for a while. Maybe I've even tried different things. I've made these smaller decisions based on short-term inspiration or motivation with 98% commitment, and I'm not getting the results that I wanted. So I finally decided. I decided and committed to doing something about it 100%. Like last year, when I decided to lose the 20 pounds I've been trying to lose and keep off for decades by committing 100% to something I hadn't tried before. And it worked. That I decided that 100% commitment, I was going to do this with a deadline. I also think of decided as when I take longer to make a decision by tapping into my heart. It's like where I've like thought about the options and I finally decided what was right for me. And then I put my heart and my soul into committing to the decision I decided upon. And this way, I kind of seem to stick with it longer. Like I can do it longer. Deciding has this sense of power to me, like this power of a non-negotiable. I've decided I'm not going back. Like enough is enough. A line has been drawn in the sand, a demarcation line, and there's no question about what I will do, the choice I will make next. I've decided, decide, and then I don't have to make another decision about it. Like when I said, do I smoke or not? No, I don't. Do I drink or not? No, no alcohol. Do I wear a seatbelt or not? It's like decide, and I don't have to decide again. But decide also, I feel, has to do with your identity. It's my identity, it's who I am. So I consider myself a healthy person. I identify as a healthy person. So what is that person like? Well, for me, I take care of myself. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I exercise regularly, 30 to 60 minutes a day. I drink plenty of water, up to a gallon of water a day. I get 7 or more hours of sleep. I eat healthy foods most of the time. This is what I think a healthy person does, and that's what I do. But just because I consider myself and identify as a healthy person doesn't mean I don't struggle making the daily decisions to do healthy things, to eat healthy, to get my sleep, to drink my water. But there are things that I can do to make better decisions more of the time. And this is where I think it goes from decision to deciding. And what are they? How can you and I make better decisions? Make decisions last, turn them into decided, an absolute, a non-negotiable, a 100% commitment. Well, I think say no first. Say no first. Say no more often. So I think oftentimes we make these choices and we make a lot of them and we get decision fatigue over the day. So say no more often. And then check in with yourself. Check in with your goals, your vision, your purpose, your mission, your why, and who you are, your identity, and the identity of the person you want to be, who you want to become. What is that person like? Check in and just go through all of those things and then ask yourself questions. What are the pros and cons of this choice, of this decision? What are the benefits and consequences? Are they helping me become the person I want to be? Does this decision, this choice, be a commitment to the person I identify as? And then check in with your feelings. If I made this choice, this decision, how am I going to feel afterwards? Am I going to feel good? Is this going to be in alignment with me? Is this going to be part of who I am? But we also have to ask, is this the right time or the season to make this decision? It would be really, really, really hard for me if the day before Thanksgiving, I decided that I wasn't going to have certain foods that are normally served Thanksgiving Day. Like that might not be the right time to fully decide upon making 100% commitment. Never know. You could possibly do it. But I know myself, and I know that if I chose to give up pumpkin pie, I would have a really hard time not eating pumpkin pie the next day if it was Thanksgiving. So, is this the right time or season to make this decision? If I decide to do this, will I have the energy, the time, the resources to commit 100%? And once you come to the conclusion that you're going to decide, you're going to decide and go all in on it, go tell somebody, get an accountability person and check in with them. Regularly schedule times to check in with that person, to check in with your progress. Be accountable to yourself and to them because you're 65% more likely to meet a goal after committing to another person. And that increases to 95% more likely to be successful when you check in with them on your progress. So not only do you get an accountability person, that you check with them, in with them on a regular basis, you're 95% more successful in following through. That is so close to 100%, right? Get a partner, get an accountability partner. So whatever your definitions of decision and decide are, make a choice. Make a choice to say no more often. Choose from your heart what you truly, truly want, not your head and not how you're feeling in the moment. And then commit to following through with your choice, your word. Live with integrity. Choose to make your choices matter. And find an accountability partner to help you follow through. Hope you have a great day making great decisions and deciding and committing to doing something that you truly, truly want to do. Thank you and have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.